Live now.
Capital 263.
Don't see Kruger, do it. I should buy no room.
Keep it real Fridays with Shelatine and Brian Willis.
I am no walk in the park. Ungazi hambela wedwa abantu bathi bazonqeda bonzonde luthi ngiyazifela nga ungafundisi you later zokuchisa njenge pepper.
Keep it real Fridays with Shelatine and Brian Willis.
Welcome to Keep It Real Fridays. I am your social architect, Shelatine.
And I'm Brian Willis, no relation of Bruce.
Just to add on, you're rocking with the Blessed. And what's up, Brian?
A New Zimbabwe's what is up, my guy. This is the first official Keep It Real Fridays episode.
After the New Zimbabwe.
In a New Zimbabwe.
That's powerful. Where were you when you heard the news?
Could you assign?
Yeah.
I think I was in the bathroom.
Okay.
I think I was suffering from constipation.
All right.
When I heard Kutasaina, it all came out. It all came out.
TMI. Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm just looking forward to the new future that we have, and I think that hopefully things will change. But I still want those elections, though.
No, the elections definitely need to happen.
No register for nothing, man.
For real, man.
No rest for now.
Nah, but shout out to Zimbabwe. Zimbabwe, I'm proud of you. All those rappers that I met in the streets.
Yeah.
Shout out to you guys, man. Shout out to you guys. We just don't want too many corny bars.
And people have already been capitalizing or riding that wave. Which are some of the songs which came out?
Carter came up with the song, Let's Celebrate.
Mr. Carter.
And Kruger. Well, Kruger came up with... Hamutichkise, but Hamutichkise was done before this whole thing, but the message was kind of like...
So he saw it coming.
It got relevant when this shit happened.
Yeah.
Another song also, which is funny, that's now relevant because of current events.
Yeah. Which one?
A few kings. Famba Famba.
Famba
Famba. Oh, Famba Famba. Well, that was before he had signed. When we wanted him to sign, it was like,
guys, you should see how Brian.
Bob, famba, famba.
You should see how Brian lights up when Few Kings are mentioned. He just lights up like a.
You should see how Celatine frowns when they're mentioned.
I'm keeping him 100. But a lot of people are just writing this. I saw Shaki is also pushing his album.
Land.
He's really trying to push his album
Take
as well.
Take Back the Land. Shaki also dropped the Big Brands recently.
Big Brands, okay.
But yeah, people are capitalizing on this wave.
What else can people do? And just an update on an event we pushed last week, because So Profound was supposed to host the Say Something spoken word and poetry convention, and then it didn't take place because there was the big march happening.
Zimbabweans were too busy doing something else.
It was happening like in the heart of the city, like during a city there, so there's no way.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, so word is it has been postponed to March 2018.
Damn.
Yeah, so I hope that's not a week in my elections again. So profound. We don't want this to be a thing. Just postponing things. But yeah, I was really looking forward to that thing. But yeah.
You know what's making me laugh about this whole walk situation?
Yeah, what's
remember
up?
Back in the day when people fought for Zim, they were war veterans.
Yep.
This time, because we walked for the freedom, we are now walk veterans.
Yeah, you know, Coop Twitter was out there ripping strong. Facebook, no, so what you Coop Facebook, you know, people just out there. It was like a carnival 2.0. I love the vibe. I love the vibe. It got a bit hectic towards the end of the day, but it was nice.
Yeah.
It was nice. But yeah, we're not going to do too much talking today.
That's politics and beyond's job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They might just come at us for taking away some of their content and blame. But let me stop in my tracks.
I never
shout
saw
out to
either
PNB.
Of them on the walk though.
They were in there?
Are they in them?
They were strong on Twitter though. Chris was on Twitter. You know,
to my Twitter vets,
Twitter warriors, you know, shout out to the PNB boys. You know?
Shout out to you guys.
Yeah, they held it down on Twitter, and Chris got a couple of a whole bunch of retweets, so he's doing something right on Twitter.
Well done, guys. Well done.
Yeah, let's get to our interview, man. Miss Kara coming up. It's a social architect,
and I'm Brian Willis, no relation to Bruce, aka Baba Mari.
You're rocking with the Blist
and the Best.
Keep it real Fridays with Shelatine and Brian Willis.
This is Enlisted International.
JK is the greatest. JK is a legend. JK is the goddess. JK. Need him to one, yeah. JK, they're the greatest. JK, they're the legend. JK, they're the goddess. Beat him to one, yeah. JK, they're the greatest. JK, they're the legend. JK, they're the goddess. Beat him to one, yeah. JK, they're the greatest. JK, they're the legend. JK, they're the goddess.
Welcome to Keep It Real Fridays. I am your social architect, Celatine.
And I'm Brian Willis, no relation to Bruce.
And today we have a lovely, beautiful fire spitter by the name of Miss Kara. Welcome to Keep It Real Fridays.
Thank you.
Seems very shy.
You know, it's amazing how most of you ladies, you spit this heat on the mic.
Mm-hmm.
But you're like these really shy people. Like the character that I got off you from your EP,
yeah.
And the character I'm seeing now,
it's totally different. Huh?
Can we see the Kara from the EP?
Sure.
Kind of reminded me when we interviewed Natasha Moose. She was the same. She was fire spitter. You know, the mic was literally just burning. And then when talking to her, she was just.
But you managed to make her open up.
Yeah, you know, I always do.
Yeah, so make them open up. Work your magic, Mr.
Yeah, and that's why there's something called that like a foreplay. You get into it bit by bit, and then she opens up.
Kara, answer that with a foreplay.
Dude, you just wanna jump into things, man. I should dance with.
I'm not the one who spoke about foreplay, bro. It was you.
Yeah, but anyway, it's getting awkward. Cause how old are you, Kara? If I may ask.
I'm 24.
Legal. Yeah. It's legal. Yeah, but she looks younger than 24 though. So yeah, that's a good thing. It's a good thing. We'll guess.
It's not a good thing when you're trying to get in a club, though.
Also. Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
you might
exactly.
Just get left behind. But yeah. Yeah.
Like you at Pablo's.
Do you want to get into that Pablo's thing tonight? But nah. Let's not take away from Kara's moment. So, Kara, you just dropped an EP last... Is it an EP or mixtape?
It's an album, actually.
Album? Okay.
Yeah. You know, it actually has the sonic sound of an album.
Mm.
Yeah.
A few tracks, though.
Yeah.
It's got like eight. Six.
Seven.
Seven. Six tracks and one freestyle, right?
Yeah.
I like...
No, but there are two tracks. What? Poké Lonare.
Mm-hmm.
There are two versions.
Yeah, they are.
is it?
We weren't sure of the beat to choose.
Okay.
So I just picked one and Victor listed like the other one. So
Victor's popping up again.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go with that.
He's working.
Kara, let me tell you something about this guy.
Mm. Okay.
He doesn't know who Victor Enlisted is.
What?
Does Victor know who I am?
Duh.
I'm joking. Yeah, Victor's cool, man. I love his work.
Mm-hmm.
Especially the recent work I've seen on T1's project, mm-hmm. P. Mula. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I've got some respect for him.
Yeah, magic touch.
Yeah. So, who produced the other beat?
Pokelonare was Vic.
Mm.
Christos Sanity was YB.
Okay.
Last Supper and Masase Mahara, it was Mufasa.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Those are the main contributors to the album.
I must ask, did Pokelo actually listen to the song?
Not
she
yet.
She hasn't reacted. Have you tried to like get it to her somehow?
We're trying it.
Okay.
But and the chant, yeah, was like just a little bit hard. It
shouldn't be that difficult.
Yeah. No.
I'm really seeing she's really inspired by Pokelo.
Pokelo.
Even your hairstyle.
Yeah.
Are you inspired by everything about Pokelo?
Some of it.
Okay. What are some of the things?
The style. Her style. Personally, her style. Yeah, that's it.
The shoe game.
The other thing.
But what's the other thing?
Sixteen.
Everyone does the other thing.
No, right. not the six. The recording of it.
The recording of it. Okay.
It's just that I walked in here, Wakagara. Mm. So I'm just gonna ask you to stand up. I wanna see if she inspired anything else on you physically.
No, that's mad awkward.
Yeah, it is.
Very awkward,
right? I'm not gonna
know. That smile does not say awkward though. Her smile doesn't say awkward.
Do
you know what it looks like?
What does it look like?
Stop it, I like it.
So Brian has been the past couple of weeks.
Shut the fuck up. Don't take it there. I know where you're about to go.
I'll stop there. Man.
Thank you.
Anyway, the proof is in the pudding in the previous episodes. So people can just revisit the first 15 minutes and then you just pick up on
Amy,
what I'm talking
about.
Amy,
I love you, Amy.
Igga. But yeah, one of my favorite songs from there is the Honai and the Mukristo Sanete. So you're not just talking smack, you're actually inspiring people.
There's a
in a
message.
Way. Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of message. And you really push this whole women empowerment thing. So are there certain projects you're working on in terms of empowering women besides the music?
No. Actually, the issues of women empowerment or the stuff that I talk about is inspired by the degree that I'm taking, social work.
Okay.
So,
which university?
UZ.
All right.
I just don't need to make sense.
But I can't take a cash my daughter's eating. So,
you need to
know
now, right? Long as no reading. That's the truth. A whole bunch of them came together. Long as no reading.
I like how she talks about inspiring people in the social work because I remember on the morning of Saturday, was it when was the march?
Saturday.
I know it was a Saturday, but what was the date?
18th, right? The 18th.
I woke up early in the morning to join that march, mm-hmm. and I had Mukristo Sanete playing in the background as I sent an inspirational message to my people of Zimbabwe.
Talk about it.
Before we went for that march. Mm-hmm. And I would like to believe the turnout at that event was because of that song.
Look at Brian.
You
got
63 views, right? But
you know.
I'm pretty sure.
63. It's a lot of people. 63 views. That's a lot of people right there.
No, but that's some inspirational music, man. I like rappers that have music that has a message.
Mm.
You know, that's selfless. You know, that's encouraging to other people. Not this whole bitch, look at my ass fat. I don't know if yours is. I haven't seen it. But you know, that kind of music, I don't like it.
Wanting to see it, guy.
I don't.
Anyway, let's just take a quick break and maybe Brian can get to see Kara's ass and we'll go for a water break. This is Keep It Real Fridays. I am your social architect.
Brian Willis, no relation to Bruce.
Kara.
Keep It Real Fridays with Shelatine and Brian Willis. We got what we on our train.
lessons from Kuklesh. Competition in life, are you winner from the rest? Uri predator or prey, come a guy for a prey. I don't move it, but see, not just what I'm with, as you gonna say. Ha, itching, 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 I hope you change the play. Kuma windy, where your driver, the passengers in pain. For the pace, I tore a pill, just to see every day. My underage single mama, these are lessons, condomize. Shortcuts, yeah, we pay you, run no to the suicide. Got a flesh, got a shake, I run no blame my weak side. We'll stick on red robots, open the green light. For that pet and don't no pet, I can't keep the dream on. We better keep my leads,
and we're back. And Brian didn't manage to see Kara's ass.
No, because I'm a gentleman.
Yeah, because she said no. But anyway, so Kara,
I'll let
back
you
to the music.
One.
Yeah.
Do you see yourself making politically inclined music, considering that we're in a new Zimbabwe or something with a political message?
Yeah.
In the new Zimbabwe, you can say whatever you want, man.
Feel free.
Freedom of speech.
No one will come and take you away.
I get it.
I'll make sure of that.
Sure.
So I'll make sure. I won't trust that one bit. But yeah. Because I see that happening soon. You know, she's sort of like a breath of fresh air to the industry. Because I know Kiki's popping. And I'm sure she'll give Kiki a run for her money. So I hope. Are you cool with Kiki?
Yeah, we are.
Okay, you've
never met her.
I've never met her.
Yeah.
Have you, so, like, you know, exchanged?
Exchange.
Like, just spoken on social media or none?
No.
Okay. So, you know, you're cool.
Yeah.
She might not be cool.
Silence means we're good.
And silence.
Just stay from over.
When Natasha moves?
I'm friends with her.
Nah, okay. Cool. No wonder. They've got a vibe that's kind of like common between
yeah,
the two of them.
Yeah.
Not like you're both the same.
Are you home girls?
You said
no. You're not? Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Just checking. But that'll be... Do you have any music with Natasha?
Not yet.
Not yet.
Uh-huh.
I like that
Correct me if I'm wrong. There are no female features on your album, right?
Yeah.
Why is that?
I wanted to prove myself.
But you had other... Okay. Other guys on there.
Yeah.
I mean, like, so you don't like building with other females. You just want the shine... be solely on Kara.
Yeah, kind of. That's too hard to explain though.
Why is it hard to explain?
Alright, I'm not selfish.
Whoa. Your track list says otherwise.
I don't think she's selfish.
But anyway, yeah.
I like my music to represent me.
Okay. So no other sister only. Okay.
Yeah.
And the dudes?
In my competition, is boys, not females.
Why not females?
Nah, I feel like...
Queens aren't doing it that much. Kiki's not competition.
Nah, she's not.
She doesn't match up to you?
No.
Bar for bar?
No.
I think
you'd kill her on the track?
Again.
Okay.
I just want to hear that.
This
is what you wanted.
I just want to hear. But do you where she stands and with all competition. So, yeah. So I was just curious about that. Because Kiki as well, she doesn't have any... She's going with the same energy. She doesn't really put women on her songs and stuff. She'd rather go head-to-head, not that breezy and whatnot like that. Boys the toners and,
mm-hmm.
and really shine. So they all have that same mantra. Okay, I just want to be the only chick killing it.
So, such.
Which means they're not really cool.
You know, based on Kiki's Queen of the South and Kara's EP album. What's the name? Why did I forget the name of your album?
It's 0101 numbers.
Why?
Why binary code?
The zeros for the loss, for the losses.
And the ones,
the
for,
ones
the wins.
For the wins.
Ah, nice. So it's
That's
what?
It.
0101.
Yeah.
You know, I saw that on my when it was playing in the car and I thought it was some error message.
No.
I saw that as well. I was like, I'm not really understanding what's going on.
So it's 0101.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Do you at least explain it in the music for someone who doesn't get a chance to hear you explain it? Is it explained somewhere within your music?
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
Dream Chaser Koso. Yeah, I'm chasing my dreams. I'm chasing for that one.
I'm also disappointed about one thing.
What?
You're on this whole tangent of Jecha, but there's no Tuck endorsement there. There's no even a young kind of, but no. Just like, yo, You know,
I promise that's in my Harare. I mentioned them.
Right.
They inspired me.
King of Pajeja.
Yeah. Mm. Tap money.
Celotine.
Right. Yeah, what's up?
You cut me off.
Oh, go on, bro. Sorry.
I was giving a comparison between
Oh Myself
and 0101.
Okay, let's go back to that. Yeah.
Based on Kiki's delivery and Kara's delivery,
yeah,
I think on a freestyle kind of like beat, Kara has like an edge.
It's got that fight.
Like by like a hairline though. Like it's close. I would like to see that happen.
Inspiring the booth.
No, for real. I'd like to see that happen. Cause I think the other reason why hip hop in Zim is not really popping is people are too friendly with each other.
Or not friendly. Remember when we also had DJ Nida? I just reminded because someone from the cap posted like the old episode. DJ Nida doesn't really work with too many females,
and a lot of females don't.
And when she tried to do it with the Blackbird or whatnot back then, probably something didn't really. Maybe that's what they're trying to avoid.
No, but then have you noticed that every time when females collide, they both rise somehow?
Yeah.
Look at Kiki Badass and Tiara.
Yeah, your team Tiara.
Yeah,
no shit. Every episode.
Look at Nicki. look at Nicki Minaj and Remy Ma. Mm.
Yeah.
It's
Nicki and Cardi now.
Yeah. They somehow raise each other through the beef. So you need to start beef with someone, man. Who? Talk about that. Because usually the beefs usually start here.
It usually starts here. No, you know, we're moving differently now. We're trying to promote peace and we're in the new Zimbabwe. We left that with the old Zimbabwe.
Sure.
We're pushing some different energy.
Quote me. Fuck all that political bullshit. Controversy sells.
Yeah. But anyway. Not always.
Yes.
It might backfire.
Females especially. Have you ever seen a cat fight?
Guys love that.
If you see two chicks fighting, try stop that fight.
Yeah. They'll get in the middle.
Karak, in the middle. Confirm you're a nominee.
Yeah, I am.
Best.
Best female.
Best female. Oh, and you're up against Kiki. So you'll probably watch.
And Trae Young.
Natasha Moves. Let's talk about that category one bit. I know we did last week, but who's really clicking out of all those people? I'm not too sure. I know Trae Young put out some. Everyone else put out like a project on there, right? On that list.
I don't know Natasha.
I haven't heard people talking about the Trae Young
it's
project.
Actually quite dope though. It's quite laid back.
I'm just saying, no one's talking about it.
Barely anyone's talking about Kiki.
Kiki she trended
project.
For a while.
She trended, yeah.
Yeah, she trended for a while. Kara, she trended for, you know, and she's still
trending,
bubbling
in my car.
Yeah. Because sometimes I'm gonna be honest, I don't really go digging deep for music. Sometimes it finds me, so that's how I go. Okay, yeah, it's quite cool. Mm-hmm. Like, yo, send me this track. I think the first track I got to hear of yours was Pokelo Nari. I'm like, whoa, this is nice. I hope. My mind was like, I hope Pokelo gets to hear this because
it's a nice song.
If she like plays it on a gram or something, the song will just take off. I swear.
Kogakadama royalties for that.
I doubt.
What if she hears it and gets pissed off?
Is this like that whole like how Phil Chiango, the Junior Brown one, when Fidza endorsed it and came out?
I thought we did it first. But then did Kara talk to Pokelo? Before she
but she did it like in a homage kind of way, so it's not like you're not selling it, right? It's like for free streaming. So is it on iTunes? No. Yeah, so there's no problems because she didn't put a barcode on it.
I don't know if you followed up on the question for the best female list, because I got a question.
Go for it.
Do you think the people on that list are there because they deserve to be on that list, or is it because my female is Mashoma in the game?
My female is Mashoma.
So who do you think was just there by luck?
Do you really want them to be many?
No,
do you really want them to be many? It could be a good thing for you.
I need to find out if I'm aware that I'm a category for females.
In what sense? Like
the
what?
Panu Pesrapane best twerker. you don't need that.
No way, guys.
I need to hear. what categories do you think should have been added
for females?
For females, best verse, best album.
Well, I thought you said you compete with guys. So why can't you compete within that way?
Why does it have to be females only?
Why?
You know, I think my album is better than most guys. But so much because you are common.
Better than whose?
Okay.
Better than
whose?
Best album. Keep it real, Friday.
Keep it real. On best album, we got Stray Bullet. We got what else?
Trading Hours.
Dude, how you gonna rub shit in like that though?
Stray Bullet.
Better than your album is there. What else is there? Few Kings, Feeling Ain't Fear. What else is there? Tuck Money, Chepa Jecha.
Chepa Jecha.
Who else? Did it ever beautiful? Our Appeals. Who else? Oh, that's Tatara 6-0. Okay. So which albums, because Wataro, do you feel your album is better than a lot of the guys' albums? So I'm thinking you're talking about the guys on the list. Because they are the ones that are worth
talking about.
Is your
album better than Noble's?
No, let her talk. No let her choose.
No comment.
Why not?
No, but which one do you think is your album is better than? Please, no, look,
you're
be free.
Me in a corner.
I'm not putting you.
Don't already, look at your peoples.
You're already in a corner, by the way.
I know. I can say that.
Yes, you can. It's Keep It Real Fridays. You're protected.
Go for it.
Who do you think you're better than on that list? You are allowed to be like full of yourself. You're allowed.
I think I can compete with this. It is ever beautiful.
Pills.
Yeah.
No, but that's actually my favorite album on that whole list.
Mine too.
Yeah. Listen to my album.
We did.
Yeah.
But you guys will make a cool collab.
I think so.
Just saying.
So it's and just our Pills that you think you can compete with on that list.
I think she's just picking on him because he's the youngest.
No,
on that list.
I don't think that would be a wise reason to pick on our Pills.
I asked about Noble. No comment.
Because our Pills, as young as he may be, is a big fat mouth on that boy.
Yeah,
so, I know.
I don't think that would be a wise decision to go at him based on.
Did you see how? Did you see the tone? Yeah, I know. So
I know.
Have you had like certain interactions with the Pills?
No.
I thought maybe
if he hits you up for a feature, would you jump on a song?
No.
Why?
So there's beef?
Why
wouldn't you work with them?
All right. You didn't even do the type of music and don't feel a hand.
So Pills, you don't feel Pills?
No.
That's the only person you don't feel on that album.
And Noble Styles.
You don't feel Noble.
Work with Noble?
No.
Okay. Who else is on there? Who's on there? Also,
maybe an attack.
Maybe an attack.
Stana.
Please be honest. Stan. You're allowed. Just be honest. It's allowed.
Stan, I know.
One song with him, you can get a look of about like 50,000 views.
Oh,
minimum.
I think I just got this,
on YouTube.
I just got the connection between
What's up?
Her beef and Stana.
Yeah.
The song.
Which one?
Pokelanari.
Okay.
Daisy.
Oh yeah. Can you recite for the people who may not be aware of the song?
Well, she said that she's inspired by Pokelo in everything except Stana. So, Sherlock Holmes right here, man. Sherlock Holmes Willis, still no relation to Bruce.
Kara. So, Kara, are you signed to anyone in particular or you're just riding independently?
I was once signed to Team Legacy, but now I'm independent.
That's Prizzo.
Yeah.
Okay. What happened there?
Was it a proper signing deal or you just hung out and recorded music with him?
Was it
proper paperwork?
No, it was more like marketing and promoting.
Okay.
Was there paperwork?
Was there paperwork?
Or bid work?
And where you get...
Guys!
For all we know, that could be the BF.
No, you know what, girl?
BF
boyfriend. No, but you know
no.
what? No, of course, Prizzo is not the boyfriend. She said so. No, I'm not saying could anything happen. I'm just... The reason why I said that was because a lot of females are, like, pressured into sexual favors.
Yeah, I know.
For beats... For
who
purses.
Has macked on you?
I mean, I don't know how good the allegations, how true the allegations was.
Is it true with you?
We had Tiara saying that Calvin wanted to get some for him to put a verse. I don't know how far true it was. It wasn't really proven. But, you know, in the industry, it's rampant. So I'm just asking, is that... Oh, you're confirming it. So something has happened to you.
Yeah.
Who tried that with you? Who tried that with you?
Once, a promoter.
You need to put them on blast.
There are very few promoters. Yeah. Zimboy.
No, he's based in the UK.
Based in the UK.
No, Kara, what you need to do...
Teach Defy?
No names.
Okay.
But you need to name them so that the other females know who to avoid. I don't know why you would be protecting him. Because do you know what it's going to look like? You gained from it.
No, I didn't gain anything.
So why
that.
Protect him?
Yeah.
I just want to let the past be the past. Though.
Just keep it real and then we just... put a tombstone on it and we keep on moving.
No, I just said enough. A promoter from the UK.
From the UK.
Yeah. Now we need to do a lot of homework. This is our intern.
Intern. Homework.
Which promoter. What right? Yeah. So, you were talking about the people who you don't want to work with. So, who are the people you'd actually like to work with who are local?
Talk Money.
No,
that's one.
JB.
Breezy.
Jeezy. Who else?
Mm.
Obviously, Pokelo Nari.
Yeah.
Just those three? Just those three? That's all?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Pokelo can rap. Who knows? I mean, she was hanging around Stunner.
Let's not push it.
That's
Stunner rap. Can you hear this girl?
Did you say this?
Stunner is a friend to the room as well.
She's allowed to keep it real. Yeah, Stunner is a friend to the room, but if she has her sentiments, she's
like
allowed.
If you go next week, if someone comes talking trash about you, of course you'll be like, no, but why are you saying that though? Carol's
don't
a cool,
believe
shy,
don't believe
shy chick.
Huh? What he'll do?
What I do?
He'll be up in here saying, he will actually back them up. I'm joking. It's not like that.
All right. Anyway, so Kara, what's next? You've dropped an EP. It's been a month, right? A month out. Is more music coming, or you're just gonna try and milk it up until there's no more left?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We try to make it up.
Okay. So no new music?
No, not at the moment.
You're just gonna push this project?
Mm-hmm.
I think that makes more sense because look, we've had over 30 projects
I like
drop this year. How many are still being spoken about?
We live in a time where the music is popcorn and microwave. In one ear and out the other.
My rappers, you've been working so hard throughout the year only to get beaten by a Kutonga Gwaro. Goodness gracious.
When you said Kara had the Makristum Sanete as well.
That was before the march. Yeah. During the march, it wasn't being played though. Okay. It was the song that brought the people to the march. But the song that was played at the march.
No,
so probably for her, it's just a matter of she doesn't have people. Actually, do you have a team actually pushing your music and putting it in the right places?
Yeah,
Or is this you?
I do.
Who are they?
Terry, my guy here.
Okay.
And Asha.
What are their stripes in terms of the music
achievements?
Distribution?
Maybe you can give one of the gents a mic.
Achievements.
Or maybe they're just homeboys, people in the entourage who are helping you. But don't you think you need a company behind you?
Careful.
Try that.
Yeah.
I tried that.
You do.
Team Legacy. It wasn't just working out.
Okay.
So I decided to be on my own.
Just wasn't working out? Like just no reasons behind it not working. It just wasn't working out. Like
what were some of the things that you didn't like about that situation?
Oh, we're supposed to release 2 projects that we couldn't. And I was with Team Legacy for a year.
Yeah. You make any
without
money.
Any project.
Why couldn't the projects drop?
I don't know. Maybe it was just my black.
So life. Where's that music?
Oh, we'll release it next year.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So why you wanna hang on to old music? Why don't you do new things? I'm sure there's a lot of interesting things happening in your life. Can't you go and just spit and why give us things from 2015? cattle.
That's too relevant.
I swear if I hear any
that's
of that
too
music.
Relevant.
Really?
Sure.
What's the music about?
The same issues I talk about.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Look, as long as she doesn't talk about, I remember 12 July 2015.
Yeah.
That's when I'm going to blow.
Like, hello, we're like in 2018.
Guys, yeah. Old shit.
Guys.
Never put a date on your lyrics.
I've never got that.
Because sometimes, even if you don't put a date, like Karizi on his No Gas, No Glory 2, there's some verse where he's talking about certain clubs which have closed down already or some DJs who are not as hot, but he says, no, we're chilling. Bro. That's how you can tell, okay, this was probably 2012 or whatnot. So I'm sure those are things I could probably pick out from her music. Okay, no, this is some old stuff. Kara needs to, I'll toss it out the window. She needs to bring us that new.
Of course.
Yeah.
I'll add something to
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Anyway, just tell the peoples where they can find you online.
Okay. Mm. You can find me on Twitter.
All right.
Instagram. Facebook is Jecha Koso.
Okay.
And Reverb Nation is Jecha Koso as well.
Reverb Nation, my goodness.
And SoundCloud.
All right. But you need to get your music on some of these streaming platforms, please. Because I'm sure people in the diaspora, team iPhone, Apple Music, you know, they don't have time to be doing Reverb Nation.
Especially during this time, songs like Mkristo Sanete, they'll have a very huge impact on people. Trust me on that one.
And there's so many women empowerment initiatives going on. So if you have the right team and the right context, I tell you, your career will just take off, even outside of music. So anyway, I'm wishing you all the best. And
thank you.
And all the best as well with the awards. Yeah, hopefully you get that.
That's a hard one.
What was the percentage on our polls, our Twitter polls?
I think she was on 8%.
Okay.
What?
And then there was No, we did some Twitter polls.
For Twitter.
Yeah,
we just threw it out and
I last saw it for 19%.
For you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. No,
you're actually checking.
Guys, I'm not a TikTok.
Are you?
We didn't send any notifications too after you, like.
I don't think we.
Costed at 3 days.
She was tagged. Did you tag the
I
right
didn't see the notification though.
You're tagged.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure our intern fucked up the spelling for the tag.
Yeah. But anyway, I'm sure even if you don't get it, I think it's a very big thing to be nominated.
Yeah, it is.
It's just amongst all those
greats. Mm-hmm. It's just like Mike Pimp being in the game for only 3 years and being voted best male nominee.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why I can't say greats, but just as yet. But I mean, amongst those, they're doing their thing. They're doing their thing. Yeah, and I just hope you just keep on putting out the music, because if you don't put it out, people will just rock with whoever's mainstream right now. And,
yeah, I know.
Yeah, and just get the right team. Yeah. All right, so Brian, just tell the peoples where they can find you. You got a new handle and stuff.
My handle is at least a month old now, dude.
Yeah, people don't know. Maybe someone missed the first
anyway,
two. Yeah.
Twitter and Instagram, it's Brian Willis ZW.
Mm.
Facebook, Brian Willis. I think that's it.
All right. Is it Brian Willis or Brian Cashbill?
Anyway, I said what I said for Brian Willis.
They'll find you.
They'll find me.
All right.
Cashbill.
Okay, enough about Brian.
Cashbill, they don't say. Who's Cashbill? Wait. Before we end this, Cash Bidada say.
Apana Zaita.
Oh, okay, cool.
You see why, I think the reason why Cash B didn't want to drop that album, because this whole, the albums are going through one ear and out the other. So I think maybe that could be it. Because he mentioned it as well about albums not really sticking. So I don't know. Is that what you heard? Something to the effect? Kara? She's acknowledging in the ears.
She's nodding.
She's not doing
no, but right. Think about it. Yeah. Over 30 projects and barely any of them are being spoken about.
That's happening even in the States, okay?
Yeah.
It's happening everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
It's happening everywhere.
You have to strategize, isn't it?
Some people are doing this whole thing of dropping a song every week just to just stay on the airwaves or an EP or something every month. So you just have to keep at it.
I think it was just the economy and get all Gatsiri Squad. But Gatsiri Squad, boys!
Yeah.
Hopefully he's in up. Sim Hip Hop will be where it needs to be. And I am Celatin, your social architect. Catch me doing the whole Weekend Crossroads thing or tomorrow. Got this hater burping on my plug. Or we can crossroads. It's your social architect, man. And we out.
And now. Capital 263.